Thank you for calling our top line. My name's Phil.
Thank you.
Hey, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you much better now.
I'm doing good. Sorry about that. My headset must have been having a little bit of an issue.
That happens.
I understand.
It's quite okay. Yeah. So yeah, I just got a flyer or a mailing from you guys, and I'd like to see what it's all about.
Sure. Can I get your name, sir?
Sure. It's Charlie, Charley, Collier.
I understand. So how can I help you? So what kind of questions can I answer for you?
Well, I am here in Kingston, New York, and I would like to potentially get your service.
All right, fantastic. So can I get your service address just to see if we are currently able to if your
sure.
address is currently serviceable?
Yes, it's 401 Manor Lake, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Fantastic. And what kind of questions can I answer about our services for you?
So you it says here that you guys provide the Wi-Fi devices for the house.
That is correct.
And what types are they? What is it?
So the devices we currently use are from a company called Adtran. They are the ones that our team has found work the best for our fiber optic needs, for the fiber optic needs that we have of connection from our service lines to your home. Currently, they have accessibility to our 1 and 2 gigabit plans. We are currently working on getting newer devices in that can actually handle the higher bandwidths that we have scheduled to be released. But those are still in testing phases. The additional devices we have, which is our Wi-Fi Meshify system, which is essentially the whole home Wi-Fi devices, which allow for extension of signal past what the modem router can handle by itself. They are also from Adtran, but they run through a service called Home Pass by Plume.
Okay. So here's one of my issues is I have Google Home right now that does like my that I have like my security system running through, and also that's what I have as like my Wi-Fi Nest as well. That you know that I do. Because I have my house is rather spread out, and it's all under one roof, but I don't know. It's probably, 4,000 to 5,000 square feet, and it's an older house, and it's got like a lot of plaster and lath. So I have probably like 5 of these like pucks that are set up throughout the house to facilitate Wi-Fi. So
the nice thing about our system is it does work with every single Wi-Fi meshing system out there that's currently available. So if you have multiple extenders that are already placed throughout your home, it will actually integrate perfectly with them. So if you do have those Google Wi-Fi pucks, as you're calling them, throughout your home to handle your Wi-Fi signal, all we'll need to do is the base one that you have that's closest to the modem router will need to connect to it, and after that, your entire home should be good for internet coverage.
Okay. So then the other thing is that, like, I have a, an underground, right now I use Spectrum, I use it for the utility pole that it serves is probably about 220 feet from my house. And like a couple of years ago, they came and put in like a really heavy duty, like brand new underground cable that goes from the pole to my house. And would you guys use that wire, or would you
So because Spectrum uses what's known as a copper coaxial cable, and our system is ran on a pure 100% fiber network, we would actually have to lay our own cabling down. We could potentially use that exact same conduit. Our technicians usually will help determine the best way to
get a conduit.
Well, we might actually use the conduit that's pre-existing, where that'll be determined by the technician.
No, what I'm saying to you is that it is not conduit; it's direct burial.
Oh, so it's a direct burial cable. So we would probably also do as well a direct burial. The length of your drive or however long it needs to be, that's not an issue for us. We manage to handle any amount of a distance that we need to do for something like this.
Okay. Would you be able to send? Would you be able to come out here and give me, I have a technician come out, not you specifically, but, a representative to come out and, verify that you could do this here? Or, first of all, I know that I've seen, I've been talking to the Archtop guys throughout the neighborhood here, and they just recently came down, my area, so I'm pretty sure that it is available here. I just would like to confirm that, I'd be able to get it from the pole to my house, underground, all that happy malarkey stuff.
Sure, you're looking to see if if we would actually be able to have service go directly from the pole to your home. Looking at your address, it looks like for that area, the service availability date is going to be starting at the end of August. So we could definitely have a technician come out before then to double check that for you.
Cool.
So for that, we could get your services started, get you signed up to pretty much call you back to get a service time set up, because our systems won't let us do it until you're in the system and things have started to be figured out in the system. It usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes after we finish a service setup call like this one. After that one, I can leave a note in the system for requesting a technician come out to discuss things with you, just so that you can get an idea about distance and usability, just so that you have an idea, and we can also have those notes in the account for later on as well.
Okay.
So, would you like to continue with signing up for service today?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. Now, what speed of internet would you like to have? We have 1 and 2 gigabit internet availability, depending on the throughput and how much you're going to have on the network. From the sounds of it, because of the size of your home, I would suggest our 2 gigabit network. It is going to be a little bit more expensive than the pricing you're seeing that are coming up on the little adverts. That's for our 1 gig. But the price difference with the ACH auto payment and paperless billing is only about $20 more for an additional gigabit of service.
If I sign up for the $69 special thing, and then discover that I need more, is it just a simple phone call to you to
upgrade?
Speed. Yes. Yeah. I'm just going to sign up for the $69 deal right now.
All right.
And if I find that it's not handling what I need, then we change.
No worries.
Because as it stands right now, I don't think I have more than that with what I'm what I pay for with Spectrum right now anyway. So.
All right, no worries there. Question: are you going to need a home landline service? This is going to be just standard home phone service. All right, I have to ask. It's part of the questions we got to ask.
Yeah. Oh no, it's all good. I just know that we haven't had one in years, so I'm not going to go backward.
All right. Do you own or rent your property?
Both. We rent part of it and we own the other part. So we own. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say you're the owners of the property. And you said your utilities come from underground?
Yes.
Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Negative. It's the same.
Fantastic. Can you spell your first and last name for me one more time?
Sure. It's C. Hey, hold on one second. I have to go. Just just, I'm going to put you on mute for 1 second. All right.
Take
just give me 1 second, okay? Hi, I'm back.
Welcome back.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. What was your name, by the way?
My name's Phil.
Phil. Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard you say that. Okay. So my name is Charlie, and that's C-H-A-R-L-E-Y. And my last name is Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R.
And what's a good email address for you, Charlie?
It'd be charliebluejay@gmail, and that's charliebluejay@gmail.com.
So it's Charlie Blue Jay, and you have spelled Blue Jay B-L-U-E-J-A-Y?
Correct.
At Gmail?
And as I said, my name is, yeah, you got my first name with L-E-Y at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, then we're good.
And the 518-965-0663, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. And how would you like to receive contact? We have phone, email, or text messages.
Text message.
All right. I do have a
or
small...
phone. Yeah.
Phone or text? All right. So I do have a couple of disclosures I do have to go over with you. So by opting in to receive text messages here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via phone or email. Email. For phones, you do agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from us here at Archtop Fiber or its agents or vendors and at the phone number you've provided with us. You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition for purchase.
Okay.
So we're looking at... You plead the fifth. I like that. All righty. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service. You don't need any Wi-Fi extenders because you have that Google Mesh system. No phone service. And we're looking at an address of 401 Manor Lake in Kingston, New York, 12401. You do own your property, though you do rent a part of it out. We won't say anything about that because you're technically getting it for your own home. And your utility utilities come from underground, and your service address is not different than your from your billing address. No, as part of the process of the application, we do need to run a small credit check. It's not going to take a hit on you. It's a soft credit check. We just need to gather a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit. You may opt out of this at any time, but doing so will require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Do you want to run that check today?
Sure.
Fantastic. Let me just gather a few bits of information real quick from this and run that check for you.
Okay. All right, I'm about ready to ask you for your social security number. Just give me one moment while I get this last bit of information I can paste in. And what is your social security number, Charlie?
Is there any other way to do this other than my social?
No, it's because we run it through an authorized credit check system, so they actually do require the full social for this one.
Okay. All right. It's 105-58-5938.
All right. And don't worry, the information gets saved only as the last four digits, so it doesn't pop up anywhere else. It's only for the initial check that we have to run this. And looks like you are a good match. You will not be required to make that deposit. And you said you did want to go...
Does it give you my credit score?
No, it does not actually let us know what your credit score is. All it does is it determines pretty much
yes
the
no.
level of how... pretty much it's a yes-no based off of you, how often you pay your bills and how on time they are.
Oh, gotcha.
So
just to be clear, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify something because when I said about the renting thing, there's other houses. We live on like a 100-acre estate here, and there's other houses that are separate from this one that we rent out. So I wasn't really clear with what I said before.
Oh, no worries. No worries about that, Charlie.
Yeah.
All righty. So you said you did want to pay. You did want to get that $6.99 deal. So that requires an ACH auto payment with paperless billing. Do you want to go with that one? Other options we have is for a credit debit, which will only give you a $5 discount. Did you want to go with the ACH payment today?
Sure. And then, so, I mean, what am I paying for right now?
So you're going to be charged nothing as of today. You actually won't be charged for any services until the date of your installation.
Okay.
That's so.
Fine.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead with the routing number because with ACH it's like getting a direct deposit, so we need to have the routing number and account number just so we can make those payments.
Okay. So it's 2213-70467.
That should be with a Bank of Greene County.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. What's the account number?
0100291329.
Name on the account?
It's mine, Charlie B. Collier, Collier.
And you do authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
I do.
Fantastic. Do you want to add a nickname to this account? It is optional, but it just gives us another layer of security just in case
sure.
you need it. What do you want to nickname it?
BOGC. BOGC.
COGC. All right. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Saving that information right now. All I have to do is wait for the token to generate real quick for this.
Okay.
It's been taking a little bit longer, but we're good to go there. Now, before we continue, I do have a couple of authorizations and disclosures I do need to go over with you. These are just the standard disclosures that you hear anytime you make a purchase online through a company, but I do got to give them
That's
to you.
Fine.
So at the time of your initial connection,
you hate it more than me.
I have to say it a million times.
I know.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. You don't need to be home for that, so you don't need to worry. If they can't do it the day before, which given the length of your driveway, they may do it the day before. But if they have to do it the day of, our service technician who is installing will actually do that drop the day of. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current internet provider, we ask that you maintain a consistent connection until your new fiber services have been installed before you cancel. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to return all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required timeframes. For any questions you have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in that account, which is your Archtop Fiber online account, using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including the requirements to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
I do, yes.
Fantastic. So, how did you hear about us?
Well, just through seeing you guys around town, really.
Okay. And, so it's like one of the billboards and stuff, like yard signs, door signs, that kind of stuff?
No, the people that were installing the cables came through my property, and I talked with them, and just, you know. And you're also, you have a hub set up right down the road from our property.
Oh. Okay, well, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's probably the new hub for the area. We're slowly getting connections to that location. That's why the service time is taking a little bit longer. We're working on getting that hub, which is considered what's known as a circuit, set up so that service can be provided from it. So we'll just say it's one of the vehicle decals that you see around. So is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires or septic tanks?
Yes, we have buried wires.
All right. And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to like me to post so that we can answer them either today or later?
I do have a straight-up question. So you basically will – I mean, it's basically just like my Spectrum account. Like, I'll have a modem in the basement, and then it'll – then I'll then – how does the modem connect to my Google Nest Wi-Fi system?
So if your initial connection point for the Nest system is hooked up via an Ethernet cable, you'll be able to automatically hook up that Ethernet cable into our ONT gateway, which is your modem router. If it's on a Wi-Fi signal, it can actually connect directly to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay. I do have the it's an Ethernet.
Okay.
So
no,
that'll be fine. Yeah.
No worries there.
Is one faster than the other?
Wired connection is always going to be faster than the basic Wi-Fi. Alrighty, so we've got that successfully submitted. We should be contacting you within the next 24 hours to get you set up for that installation date. It does take a little bit, it does take a little bit of time for our system to process the order and actually get it into the system so that we can give you a call back to get that set up. So I will say, be expecting a call within the next 24 hours from us just to get that set up for you. And we should, and I will also annotate on that account once we call you that you're looking to have a technician come out to discuss, potential routes for that drop. So don't worry.
Yeah.
That'll be annotated on the account so that they know.
All right. Great. And so this is $69 for the next 2 years is basically the price that
that's what the advertisement says. That's actually our everyday low price of $69.99 with ACH payments and paperless billing. So don't worry about it. As far as we can tell, in the next 2 years, we don't foresee that price going up.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. So, what is the 2 gigabytes? That's $89.99.
So after your discount, that'll be $89.99. Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything
because
else
it
I
would
can?
Would be what another? No.
It's another gig. So yeah, is there anything else I can help you with today, Charlie?
No, we're good.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and be prepared to receive a call from us in the next 24 hours to get that service installation date set up. All right, bye bye.